Good morning. This is Dr. Bev Swanson of Eagle Wings with your wisdom message for this week. Well, we have finally entered into the new year of 2014, and a very exciting year it is, dear friends. The Lord has given me that this is the year of the extraordinary. I want to share with you a very important scripture so that you're going into the year prepared for the greatest, the very best for you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." How exciting that is. So that you can go into this year with confidence that the Lord wants the very best for you, much more than you could possibly want for yourself. However, there are some things that you're going to need to do. First, spend time with your father in the morning. Talk to him. Share with him the very depth of your heart. Share with him those things that you desire. He's your father. He wants the best for you. Ask him, what's the best way to approach it? Write down those things that you desire. It's writing your vision down. And then look up pictures that best describes what it is that you see in your heart and in your mind. And create a portfolio of your future. This is your time and this is our year. There are some things that you definitely want to make sure that you take time to do. Take a personal inventory of yourself. And to make sure there's nothing in your heart, in your spirit, that will keep you from being your best. You want to make sure that you do not go into the year of 2014 with old habits or mindsets. Say no to complaining. Say no to procrastinating. Say no to judging. Say no to unforgiveness. And say no to bitterness, and definitely say no to manipulation. Now say yes to new beginnings, and yes to laughter, yes to love. Say yes to smiles, and yes to giving. Say yes to sharing. Say yes to edifying, and say yes to new friends. And yes to writing, and yes to reading, and definitely say yes to praying. Say yes to unity, and finally say yes to expectations. This is your year, the year of the spectacular and the year of the extraordinary. And enjoy it. Love you more.